Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Hello and welcome to The Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in, come in, come in. This is the lounge where you get to turn your vibe on. You turn on your vision, your intention, your belief, and your expectation. And like I always like to ask you, what do you want? Ask yourself, what are you focusing on? Because whatever you focus on expands, whatever you focus on, you attract. Now, I have got a guy, a phenomenal guy on the line today, and he is gonna help us expand the vibe, vision, intention, belief, and expectation. He's doing phenomenally well in his business. He's one of the top leaders and highest performing members in a community which is part of the Hypertech group. Keith Williams, welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge.
Valerie, thank you for inviting me. What an introduction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. To share some good time with you now. We can just hang out for a little while. And I'm so honored, really. You asked me to come on, and I was like, wow, what me? Little old me, but...
little old you. Me. Let's see if that's the case. I've known Keith for how many years now?
At least 16, 17 now.
Wow. Yeah, at least 16 years. Okay. So, Keith, I'm going to throw that word out at you, vision. What does that mean to you?
What vision means to me, I think it's something that, because most people will say seeing is believing, that's what vision is. If I can see something, I'll believe in it. And it's great. And some people wait a long time to see that whatever it is they're looking for, and they may never see it, so they'll never, ever believe. But for me, vision is about an idea and a concept. It could be a destination, but something that you don't necessarily see straight away with your eyes, but you can just imagine and believe and have that vision of what it would be like. It's an imagination. It's an extension of the imagination, I think. I think a vision is something that is compelling. You buy into it, it gets you going every day. It's something that is like a target. It's like a daily journey towards something that you believe in. And for me, vision is so important because, you said that a man without vision just perish. Without vision, a man will perish. And you do need to have something to drive you and focus. But it's got to be up here as well.
Yeah. I like the fact that you said that a lot of people, I believe the majority of people will say that seeing is believing.
Yeah.
But I believe that it's actually the believing that is seeing. So you believe first. So you have the vision first, and then it unfolds, and then you see it when it's actually manifested. Now, one of the things that I say to my guys in the lounge is that in order to have a vision And to have it manifest, you yourself have to have the correct vision of yourself. You have to not, you have to see yourself in a particular way. And God's word tells us how to look at ourselves. We are a perfect idea in the mind of God. And he created us perfect in his sight. So you've got a vision. And I can see this vision just unfolding in a huge way for you. You know, you remind me of Caleb that went into the promised land, or Joshua that went into the promised land.
Yes.
I want you to tell me who you needed to be in order to be able to do what you're doing right now. So if you could tell us about who you needed to be and what you're actually doing right now. What is the Hypertech community?
Yeah, great questions there. Who I needed to be. I realized that I was everything I needed to be. So my journey, my life's journey, my experiences, my skill sets, my ability to build and to grow, and my entrepreneurial skills. I believe I realized at a point when I saw this opportunity that I didn't need to go and get any more training. I didn't need to go and listen to any more tapes or watch some videos. I knew I had all that in me already. So when you say what you need to, you need to believe that you have the ability to do what you want to do. And if you don't have the skill set, you can do quickly acquire the skill sets that's needed for you to achieve what you need to achieve. I knew that I had enough tools in my toolbox, enough skills from the long 35 years of, you know, influences, teachings, you know, attempting businesses and getting so close and building some organizations and being successful and being at the mountaintop and then tumbling down into the valleys and that experience and then picking yourself up and going back up to another top of another mountain. But, you know, it wasn't the tallest mountain to climb. This has been the tallest one. This has been the one that's like, if you get to the top of this mountain, you see everything. Mm-hmm. So I think there are a whole host of skill sets you need to have to do the outstanding, the extraordinary. You do need to have a whole host of skill sets. For me, I saw this opportunity. What is the Hypertech Group? What is Hypertech Community? I would say it's the transference of wealth, but I think it's the best transformational vehicle that I've ever seen to give people hope, get them to tap into their dreams, aspirations, their desires, their loves. I think what we have here is a vehicle that allows people to start to believe in themselves and believe in just believing that things can happen. And that's amazing because we've just come off the back of, or we're coming off the back of the worst year ever. I've had three recessions and I know what that's like. And then the economic disaster, but not everybody's suffering. But I think what we're coming off the back of now is like a massive, just the reset. And a lot of individuals have struggled to cope with that resetting.
Mm-hmm. And yet here you are prospering in a pandemic, prospering in a famine. So really what I suppose I'm really getting at is what qualities, if you had to identify the qualities that you have that's enabled you to basically be Caleb or Joshua, because you've created a beautiful beast. And we'll get into, listeners, we'll get into just a little while exactly what we're talking about, because you might think you really want to know what this Hypertech community is. But I just want to hone in on the skill set that Keith Williams has that has enabled what we're going to disclose in a little while. Okay, so what is it? Tell me about it. Don't be shy. What are those skill sets? If you had to list them one by one, what would they be?
Wow, there's so many, but I mean, every adjective. I mean, a tenacity, tremendous work ethic, never say die. Mm-hmm. Don't believe excuses. Don't put up excuses. Push yourself. Faith. You have to be very strong with the faith that whether you see it or not, it can happen. And it can happen for you. Faith is very strong in me. And if you have faith, you know, you don't have to see it then the belief, you have to believe in something, you have to believe in not necessarily what you see, but just the things that happen, the happenings. And it's like, okay, you see there, I knew, and it happened. That's something that you have to recognize when it does, because that's so important and it helps you to continue your journey. I think you need to be disciplined. Mm-hmm. You have to have great discipline. I think you need to give up certain things in order to achieve other things. So, I think the most important thing to do is realize that, understand what you want, and then realize what you have to do and what you have to give up to get what you want. And a lot of people wrestle with that. Some people can't let go of, can't put down a remote control. Some people can't put down the alcohol or going partying or listening to music or hanging out. Some people, there's lots of things that people are not prepared to give up. The sports on the weekend, from Friday through to Sunday night, the getaway, going down the pub, the path. There's certain things that people are not prepared to give up, but they still want as much as they can get out of life. Yeah. It doesn't work.
But you've had to make some sacrifices, haven't you?
I think on this journey, this particular journey with this fantastic vehicle, this wonderful company, I knew early on that there's no way I'd get outstanding results, which is above excellence.
Yes.
Unless I give up a whole bunch of stuff that makes you feel good. We all like to do certain things that make us feel good, but it's only good for a certain period of time. And afterwards, you're back to reality, and it's like, okay, I know I shouldn't have done that weekend because I should be doing this. But I made the decision. I looked in the mirror and said, you have everything in your toolbox. You've been schooled by the very best. You've got a good general all-round skill. I'm not the best at anything, but I've got a good general all-round skill in many, many different areas, which you need to be able to build and grow a community and grow a business within a business. You need to have certain skill sets. So again, leadership qualities. I mean, I can go on and on. You need to motivate. You have to be able to be a great listener, a great orator. You need to be able to tell a good storyteller. Want to be able to make that picture because people want to buy into a vision. People, making money and living a certain lifestyle can happen for everybody. You can get a job and do that. But to move the mass, you've got to paint that picture of the future, not just for the company, but for them within that vision. That's so important. You need to be a fantastic storyteller.
Right. And one of the things I always say is that you are the common denominator of all of your relationships. Whether it's your business relationships, romantic relationships, the type of people that you attract in your life. Did you feel at any point that you had to take responsibility for how you were showing up, which obviously determined what you were attracting into your life? Did you ever have to look in the mirror and take a good, hard look at Keith Williams and say, you know what? I'm not a victim here. I am a victor. I'm going to succeed no matter what. I need to just get myself together. Did you have a moment like that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, absolutely. Because I the errors of the past, the mistakes, you know them.
Yes.
Deep down, those questions are being answered by you. So you know that. Mm-hmm. So when you have the opportunity to then say, right, please, God, let me wipe the slate clean. Let me admit that I knew that I let myself down, let my friends, my family, I knew what I did wrong. Or you've got to take responsibility and then say, right, what am I going to do to change so that I don't do those things, which are could be habit, could be just, part of your character, your personality.
Yes.
And if you recognize all those things, Valerie, then and only then will, because you're honest now, you're now completely honest to yourself, you're honest to God, you're listening to that conversation. And then you said, right, this from here onwards, this is the walk I'm going to take. And if that's the walk that will attract people to you, which it has been for me, if that's what I had to do to attract people, the best of the best of the best, is because I looked in the mirror in November 2019 and I was honest with myself. I said, you know what? If you're going to do it, this is the vehicle for you to show up, And I showed up.
Right. One of the things I also say is that there is no difference between right and wrong. Because I think that even when you do what you call wrong, it's actually an experience through which you can learn about yourself. and grow through that experience. Would you agree?
Correct. Absolutely. I mean, of course, there's laws. It's breaking the law. I mean,
yeah, of course.
When it comes to personal behavior
in that way.
So you make decisions. We all make decisions. And in some eyes, it's like, oh, why did you do that? That's so wrong. And another, well, you know what? Hey, listen, I understand why you did that, because and that led you to making that decision at that time. And you're going to learn from it. But you chose to make that decision. And you can beat yourself up about it, because we all have to make decisions every single day. Yeah. We don't get them.
Yeah, exactly. Because I always say, when you don't do something the God way, God pinches you, and it's like, ouch. Okay, so we're talking about
this. And you feel it as well, but you know.
Yeah, go on, finish that sentence.
Yeah, and you know it as well. You feel that pinch because you know it, and then you say, okay, right, I know it. Okay, and then you can either just say, thank you, I've learned, I won't do it again, or if I do it again, pinch me again. But hey, you know, because we all have things we do which we know we get pinched all the time.
Yes.
It doesn't threaten your liberty, but it's things that you know, hey, I could have done better.
Yeah. And one of the things I would say, that rejection is direction. It's God pointing you in the direction that you need to go. Sometimes, like, he will close doors because he just wants you focused on that corridor, and he just wants you to move forward. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So we talked about this beautiful beast that you've created. Tell me, what makes it incredible? Now, I want to talk about in terms of figures. So, for example, for the listeners, in the last year, what has been the turnover? And in fact, when did this hyper community start?
Okay. So, Hyper Community, part of the Hypertech Group, is a community that supports an ecosystem, a growing ecosystem. I don't want to get too technical, but a platform that has a number of applications in the cryptocurrency space. So it's an educational platform or entity, Hyper Community. We educate, we also give benefits in the cryptocurrency space, but also as well, we give you the opportunity to transition from the current monetary system into the crypto space with education as well, and to benefit from it. So it's a membership that allows you to benefit. But what I loved straight away is that it used the best things out of the world of team building, social networks, and the best out of those great entities, and put it here in this cryptocurrency space, which is growing. It's new. It's relevant, it's the future, and it's allowing ordinary people to now participate in a space that really, for the vast majority, probably would never have looked at it at all, if not for a platform like this that allows you to grow and to learn.
It gives you have that easy entry into that space, yes.
Particular platform, and listen, we're not the only deal in town. I'm not going to say we are the only deal, but I think we're up there as far as an excellent or an outstanding deal, a deal that, you know, stands up against anything else in the space. And if you're looking for a home, a family, a community, this is one of the best ones out there, without a shadow of a doubt, with what we're providing and what we stand for, our background, what we've achieved in the past as a group, a community coming together. The 5th of November is when I first found out about it. There was maybe a dozen of us on the very first webinar.
What year was that?
2019. So okay. The end of 2019, it was November the 5th in the UK. That's Guy Fawkes Night. Fireworks going off outside. On the webinar, listening intently, thinking, this looks interesting. And once I've done my bit of due diligence, but I knew who the players were, the individuals behind this wonderful idea. And then I understood what they were trying to achieve, and you compare it to other platforms that were successful in normal space. You know, I don't want to mention any names, but platforms that have billions of users, you know, social media platforms, we know what those are, and they were successful, but they didn't tell us what the intention were. They said, oh, just put some loads and pictures on here, contact some old school friends, and we give you the platform to connect and communicate and send messages. And now they turn themselves into a 2.4 billion member group and an ecosystem that is huge. So why can't we do the same thing in the cryptocurrency space?
Exactly. So now we're going to go into the I, the intention. So what was your intention then?
Well, when I saw it, Valerie, I was like, I had to double take and say, wow. Now, there was only a dozen of us on here. So it's, I wasn't the only set of eyes on this. It was presented to me by a wonderful man, Robert. Great, great guy. Young man, much, you know, much younger than me. And I thought, well, he came across sincere, honest, with integrity. And I thought, well, I wanted to pick his brain a bit more about the background. And once I did that, and once I was sat, it's a gut feeling. You know, you can do your research, but it's a gut feeling that he was completely open and honest with me about how it all came together and what they're trying to do. And once I bought into the vision of what they were trying to do, I did that, because you have to listen to the story, listen to the idea, and think if that idea is viable. Is it viable? Lots of great business ideas, but is this one viable considering what these guys have done in the past? And I said yes very early. And once you say yes and you make a decision that, that this is a good one, then you've got to decide, are you going to take action, or are you going to play at it, or are you going to make excuses? And I said, no. I was at a very difficult financial situation, very difficult. I found myself transitioning from one industry to another. So I had a lack of money. I was broke, temporarily broke. I was trying to get by. Mm-hmm. And it happens. I mean, you know, I'm not poor, but it happens when you're transitioning and all of a sudden your cash flow dries up. And you're thinking, oh, gosh, you know, I didn't prepare for this. And you go, well, why haven't you got savings? It doesn't. When you're an entrepreneur, when you're out there, I've been 35 years on the road. You know, there's times when you're transitioning. It took me 18 months to try and get from where I was to this new place where I wanted to be. Sometimes it eats into what you have in the background. And that's where I found myself, by the way. But I tell you this. Once I said I can't go any lower, I'm on the floor.
When you're in the valley.
When you're in the valley, and you
know all you can do is look up, right?
All you can do is look up. So if you can look up, you can stand up, as Les Brown says. Look up, I can stand up. And I knew that if I put everything in this, put everything on the table, everything, leave no stone unturned, go for this, bring all my skills to the table, I could take ownership of this opportunity and say, this is my, and own the deal, and be responsible for the deal, and be responsible for the community, and be responsible for everyone. I felt that maybe this is my calling, this is my purpose, and maybe for at last 35 years, and I found something that I could shine, but I can shine the light on so many other individuals. But I had to be the catalyst. I had to be the one that can turn this from an idea and a vision to capture the imagination of the members of the community. And that's what I honestly believe. I didn't look at the money. I looked at what difference this could do to people's lives. That's important.
Okay, so that's what your intention was. It was to change people's lives. How would you qualify that intention?
Because I knew that the vehicle that I had the ability, the properties, if you embraced it, to completely change your financial direction, change some things for you, whether it be on a small scale or on a large scale, totally up to you. So I knew it had that formula. You just had to say, you know what, I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid or take the red pill. I'm going to believe you. Let's go for it. And that's exactly what I felt. If I can find individuals and just start this movie, I'm a very big film buff, yeah. And one of my favorite movies is I'm not gonna say that one. No, I'm not gonna say that one. It's Forrest Gump.
Oh, right, okay,
great movie. And I hope I can say that now. But there's a part of that movie when his life was, his mum passed away, and I think he had some other stuff going on. He was really in a very, very dark place. And he got up and he just put his trainers on.
He ran to the gate
and said, right, I'm going to run to the end of the town. He ran to the end of the town. And then the next day he was still running. Now I'm going to run to the end of the state. And I was like, and then people said, well, hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah. All he knows is he's just running. He doesn't know where it's going to take him, but he just knows he needs to run. That's
and
it.
They go, hey, man, I'm going to run with you. And he's running. And so it kind of like said he.
Yes, that's a great analogy.
I love it. It's like, but what I love about that is once you make a decision and you take, and you then start to run in that direction, you've got to see he's going to say, I'm going to join you on this run. And that's what we've been doing for the last 15 months. We've been on this jog, this journey, this run, and others have joined us. And said, hey, man.
How many people have joined you in the last, 15 months?
Okay, so we have teams within a team. We've got the community, which is the whole community. Mm-hmm. And that's probably now in the region of about 120,000 members, maybe 120,000 members. Out of that, I probably in my team, on the team that I head up, luckily, probably around about 75,000 to 80,000 members in my part of this entire community. Right. And I've got fantastic, great people to work with and, you know, that are running with me. So around about 75,000 to 80,000 memberships, I would say, in the entire community for just my team.
Right. Okay, so Forrest Gump, you got up, you've got all of these people that are running behind you.
And with me.
with you. And they're chanting Forrest Gump, you know, they're on the wayside and they're looking to join into the race. So tell me, in terms of, you just know you're running, what beliefs did you have, or what beliefs did you have to get rid of in order to just stay on this path?
That's a very good question, Valerie. Excellent question. What beliefs did I have to get rid of? The beliefs that you carry, the baggage that you carry with you, you have to shed them. You cannot achieve anything if you're carrying stuff forward from the past that is dragging you down, weighing you down. You can't have limiting beliefs. You can't have beliefs that are limiting you on your abilities. You've got to think that I've got the abilities. And if I don't have the learning, the understanding, I can go and get it. But you've got to put the extra hours in to learn. So, of course, I didn't know anything about the industry, not like what I know now. I could sleep at 12 or sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can put in four extra hours in, sleep less, maybe 6 hours, maybe 5 hours, but put the extra 12 to 3 o'clock and learn something new. And that's what I was prepared to do. So you can't have limiting beliefs. You've got to jettison all the things that are holding you back. You've got to believe in others as well. You've got to believe in people. You've got to believe that people, we're all beautiful. We've all got abilities, but they can bring value. It doesn't matter who they are, they can add value. You've got to believe that everyone who sees this can add value and help us on this journey. So you have to have belief in individuals. You have to believe in the company as well, of course, and the individuals behind it. About yourself, as I said, you must remove any limiting beliefs. You've got to believe in your abilities. I would also say that one thing that's so important is that you've got to believe that you can do it as well. You've got to have that.
You have to have that can-do attitude.
Yeah. If you don't have that, you have to find it from somewhere. I can tell when I speak to certain people whether they're going to be uber successful here or they're just going to just do okay, because this confidence and this strut that tells me they've got this. They can, and they got control. They can push and. Those are the qualities I think that you've got to have, but I think you've got to get rid of those limiting beliefs. Everything's possible. Yeah. And it's so.
So what do you say to the naysayers, the people that, you know, will persecute you, that will try to pull you back?
I say to them now, thank you very much because you've helped me. I'd say to those individuals, thank you. I really, really. Learned a lot and learn a lot from the naysayers, the ones that are negative. I don't try and have a battle with them, because sometimes, unfortunately, some people's beliefs are based on their journey, their experiences, and they can't let go of those experiences that have shaped them to be the way they are today.
They can't see it either, can they? They can't see it, I don't think.
They can, but they choose not to see it. You can't. as my dear friend says, Cowpers, you can't unsee this. You can't watch it and go through it and then not see it. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, you can't unsee something. You just got to decide, right, okay, what is this telling me? What am I going to do with the information I've just had? Because you can't unsee it. So everyone sees it, but then they then apply it to their life, their experiences. And what you might find, Valerie, is that they've been battered and bruised so much that their confidence is shattered. And it's very hard, mental than anything else. But because I've been bruised and battered all my life, I've been at the mountain, been in the valley, back up to the mountain, back down again.
You're like that baby that drops and gets up. And the baby has complete faith that it's going to make it. It does, never for one moment thinks, I'm not going to be able to walk. There's that kind of attitude.
That's exactly right. But however, many don't want to get back up. They'll say, I'm happy down here. I'll stay sat down here. Do you know what? I ain't got the energy to get back up again. And it's sad because something broke in them. Something broke. And at the end of the day, as I said, for me, I believe that you can do anything you want to. You've got to surround yourself with the right people. If you surround yourself with the right people, they'll help you to get back up.
Yeah.
If you have that around you and you need that to get back up, because sometimes you need someone around you to say, come on, I'll give you a hand up. Come on, let's do this together. And we can find the individuals and you can basically then just basically shed the baggage just holding you back down. But you've got to want to trust in people around you and then go again. I love this community and this opportunity for that. It's giving people hope again. And also giving them the strength to get back up after being knocked down all their lives. It's incredible what this is doing for everyone.
So what would be the E, which is the expectation of just the normal layman, you know, the normal person that's actually listening to this conversation right now? What would you say to that person who's listening and thinking, this sounds like something that I'd like to get involved in? What's the expectation that they would hope to glean from this business?
I think what they would hope to glean is a window to the future. So if they're disillusioned, if they're in a place where hope and despair is all around, or lack of hope and lack of and despair, and they want more, and they just don't know how to get more and how to be in something that is uplifting, I think what this does is give them a window to the future, what it could be like for you. That's what I think it does. It gives you that window that if you just, as I said, have the faith and then find others that's going to help you to get. We've got a fantastic family here, so we'll help you. But if you just let go. You know when you like learning to swim? I remember back when I was learning to swim and you know, you want to hang on to the instructor.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
or to those round things.
like a meter or two to try and do it for yourself. I mean, you know, the thing is that it's really, you know, scary and your legs are flapping away and you start to go, you know, you go under the water, but you have to just, you know, believe that you can swim, you can get past that first point. Then you do your 10 meters, then you do your 20 meters, then you do 25 meters. That's how it is in this program. You just have to trust the people around you. And when they say, right, you know, I'm going to let go of you, just swim towards me, boom. And you do that first 3 or 4 meters. And it's like, okay, then let's do a little bit further, 5, 6 meters. That's what it is here with this program.
Yes.
And
it's a wonderful program. I'm a part of the program. And I'm doing
fantastically well.
I'm doing really well. It significantly changed my life in 2 short months. I got involved on the 6th of January. And let's just say that it's been life-changing. It's been life-changing.
You know, when you said that, I can see you're looking into the future. And yes. That's where we have to do something that allows us to look into the future. You can see in someone's eyes, they're looking into the future. And if what you're doing right now is just for today, it doesn't motivate you, it doesn't inspire you, it doesn't let you live life with passion. There's only so long that you can keep that going. And then afterward, then you're just going to give up. And I just say, do something that gives you that hope for the future, that things can change you. Because that's what we're doing here.
Yes, because when I got involved in the business, I was like, wow, people are actually prospering in this pandemic. There is light on the other side. So if this sounds like a space that, you know, you're interested in being a part of, then this is the perfect vehicle for you to do so. So Keith, how can a person listening to this interview get involved? What's the window that they need to go through?
Well, it's a membership. So without going into too much detail, it's a membership program that gives you a number of benefits, one of which is the education in the cryptocurrency space, which I think is so valuable. It also gives you a family to tap into. For the first time, you'll have an international family that's here to help you, support you, guide you, inspire you, motivate you, you know, make you believe in yourself and the future. So you have all that. You can't put a price on that. So it's a membership that also gives you an opportunity to increase and have more. So financially, to be better off, to be in a position where you can use the skill sets that you've learned and be better off, be financially better off. And I think right now, the world can use that, not just the more affluent areas of the world, where our struggles are, we're in the first world, so we got all these things around us and we can't pay for them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it allows individuals in the areas where the pandemic's hit, they're thinking about how they're going to eat tomorrow, shelter.
A lot of people are suffering right now.
Suffering. So you think we're suffering in the first world. Can you imagine what it's like in, I hate the term first world, third world, but the disadvantaged areas of the world, how they're suffering. Mm. And this opportunity gives them a chance to change not only their family and their neighbors and their community, but a trickle down. So somebody who's really badly off, you can get them some food, you can give them some bread, you can sort them out because you have enough money, and it will affect your community, your village, your wherever you are. And this is what I love about this. It brings the two-thirds of the world, which are struggling, poor, unbanked, giving them an opportunity.
Yes. Wow. Fantastic. That's fantastic. I think what you've created is absolutely phenomenal, absolutely fantastic. And yeah, you have to get involved in this business, or at least have a look at it.
So yes, take a look.
Yes. So there are presentations that are available daily that you can look at. If
yes.
you are interested in any way, shape or form, you can send me a message on my mm-hmm. WhatsApp business number 07399 787 424. That's my business WhatsApp number.
Can I say this before you go on? I'll just say, I would phone, if I looked at this for the first time, I'd say, what is this? I'd be on the phone to say, right, I'm interested. Can I take a look? Because all we're saying is take a look. So,
yes.
You know, if you've not heard about it before, you're a fantastic leader, great support. What you've done in 2 months is absolutely amazing. So whoever looks at this show and this interview and say, right, I'm interested, you're the best support and leader and partner that they could think, you know, they could have, because you know you are living this life and you've only been in for 2 months, so it's exciting and
very the movement.
so I would, if I was you looking at this for the first time, just tap into your links or your number and absolutely just take a look and decide whether or not it's something that you can take further, because that's all we've done.
Have an open mind; it's not going to hurt you.
Exactly.
Keith, thank you so much for your time. What would be your last parting words to my beautiful audience?
Well, thank you for listening to me ramble on for how long, 30 minutes. It's been great. I will say that you can tell that where I was 15, 16 months ago is not where I am today. And that's a very short time. And literally, it's not even 15, 16 months. It's the last 12 months that my life has changed. The first 5 months, as in the Bible, the parable of the farmer, the first 5 months was planting those seeds. It was the winter. I was planting, I was out in the field, plowing and putting the seeds down, knowing that there will be a harvest, but you have to plant until you start getting to spring. And in spring, you see the green shoots. And then you see, okay, that one didn't come through, but that one's come through. And as you see those green shoots come through, that's the parable of the farm. You keep on planting. You don't know which one it's going to be. But in springtime, where everything comes alive, that happened to me last April and May. That was spring. And wow. And then the summer and then the harvest around about September, October was incredible. Valerie, I cannot tell you how bountiful that harvest was because I planted the
seeds. I have an idea.
Incredible.
Being modest, Mr. Seven-figure guy. But seven figures in 2 months. Wow. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yes. Anyway, Keith Williams, thank you so much. Increased prosperity to you. You're doing great things. And listeners, I hope that this added value to you. Reach out to that number, 07399-787-424. And I will see you on the other side. Thank you so much, Keith Williams.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listeners, so much. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.